Well, I think it's very fair. It could have been a lot worse. So I'm pleased that the disciplinary commission took everything into account, and obviously it's a serious matter. So I'm pleased it's understood. We shan't appeal. We'll take it on the chin and move on.
In terms of the sort of bad publicity you've had this season, is this probably the last thing you needed at this time?
I don't think it makes any difference. It was, if you've got to put things in context, it's a breach and a administrative error, but taken against the backdrop of where we were at the time and what was going on at the club, I think you can forgive anyone for an odd mistake.
How do you mean? Exactly what was going on in August? What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, with a new club secretary, a new manager who we were struggling against, I would say, rather than working well together, we're trying to sign a lot of players, and I think we brought 14 or 15 players in over that period. So I think on the grand scheme of things, it's certainly not something I'll be taking issue with any of the staff. I think it's unfortunate, but it's the first time it's happened in my 16 years, and hopefully the last.
I think a lot of supporters listening, Carl, might look at the situation that happened on the opening day at Nottingham Forest and see some similarities there. Is that fair or not?
No, not really. This is a totally different standalone matter. It was a player that we'd already had on loan. We were renewing the loan agreement, and although it's not a simple matter, it was simply that an assumption that the parent club had faxed the transfer to the Football League as they had done in the first instance. So I think you should never assume anything in life. You should always make sure. We didn't, and this is the consequence.
No one sets out to make mistakes, but is this in football terms a pretty basic one, Carl?
We're not the first club. It's when we actually looked into this and put together our mitigation for the panel, there must have been, I don't know, seven or eight, maybe a few more clubs that this had happened to, a lot with a lot more backroom staff than we've got. So it's like a lot of things. It shouldn't happen, but sometimes it does.
Do you think because the result went against you, the result is a little less harsh?
I think the result was fair. The penalty was fair, and we're grateful to the Tribunal of the Football League seeing it the way it was as a genuine error. The case history, ordinarily, you would suffer a points penalty if you'd have either drawn or won, so it could have been worse for us.
I have to ask you, your new manager's been in the building a couple of weeks, pretty much. How's it going, the whole relations with him, bringing players in, that kind of thing?
Yeah, very good, very good. It's certainly a different atmosphere around the place. It's definitely one of unity, and we're all working hard together to try and get ourselves out of the mess that we're currently in. So I'm pleased. It's definitely a good appointment. He's bringing his own people in, putting his own stamp on the place, and bringing some more players in to help strengthen us. So yeah, very, very, very positive. Couldn't be any less positive than previously, I would have to say. But yeah, it's good to work with someone that seems prepared to put the work in, get out, watch games, got good contacts, and can bring players in that will improve us and make a difference.
Just a final point, if I may. Your previous manager is meeting with a supporters group this week to talk about his side of the story of managing Blackpool Football Club. Are you at all concerned that anything that you don't want to be in the public domain will become that, Carl?
No, not at all, not in the slightest. I think it's quite good, really. It gives me the opportunity to probably outline a bit more of the issues and problems that we had with him. So I think he should probably be careful what he says, because I don't think he'll want the full facts coming out.